Question C2. Were the peacemakers successful in dealing with the problems that they were faced with? Here's how they were successful. They managed to defeat the defeated powers such as Germany, Bulgaria, Austria, and Turkey. From Austria and Bulgaria, as well as Turkey, they had regained a lot of land. They regained their lost territory. This was very important to Britain and France, as France felt like she deserved Alsace-Lorraine back. They had also managed to regain a huge sum of reparation from Germany, and in gaining that sum of money, they were able to repair their damage and as well as regain their industry. They had also come to a compromise, and each had got what they wanted. Clemenceau got his huge reparations, Wilson got his League of Nations, and Lloyd George got his territories. The peace treaty sustained peace for a period of time after the war was over. This was a short period of time, however, we cannot ignore the fact that peace was maintained nonetheless. Furthermore, after the treaties were signed, some of the countries had never went to war again. The leaders were also quite lenient. Some countries even had their deals renegotiated, such as Turkey, and Germany eventually had the sum of reparation lowered. Here is how they were unsuccessful in coping with their problem. A lot of people felt very spiteful, as they felt they were treated too unfairly. This is especially true with nations such as Germany and Turkey, who resisted very strongly. Germany went on passive strike, and Turkey went to war with Greece. Furthermore, none of the leaders lasted very long after the war. Clemenceau was voted off. Lloyd George never served in Parliament again, and Wilson lost support of the Congress in the States. The Allies had later renegotiated their deals, showing that they even themselves they thought that the treaty was very unfair. Eventually, international peace had collapsed, and many felt like that the way that the leaders dealt with the problems was why there was another world war later on. In conclusion, I think the leaders were quite successful. They had tried their best, and they cannot help the fact that there are many nationalists in Turkey who are very unforgiving and uncompromising.